from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good weekend for the Gardos. They've now won 4 of their last 5 games. And I got to say, like, I think, you know, for a couple of weeks now, I feel like the town crier that said, hey, I think the rotation's coming together. I think the rotation's coming together. Like a chubby Paul Revere. And I've been saying this, and I think this weekend, like, this is what I've been seeing this building to. Cobb gave you a hell of a start. Had a perfect game going into the 6th inning on Sunday. Gavin gave you 7 amazing innings last night. And then, Boyd, I guess I have a saying for everybody, but Matt Boyd gave you, you know, enough to get the win on Friday as well. Guys, you don't need much more than that. Then you know, was it roughly 3 quality starts per turn in the rotation? You add Lively in there. I think the rotation's really coming along.
Boyd, Cobb, Williams combined over the last 3 games, 19 innings pitched, just 2 earned runs. They struck out 20, walked just 2. That's the key number. Only 2 walks.
Mm-hmm.
7 hits allowed. No coincidence, won 2 of those 3 games. The ERA, doing the math here real quick, 0.95. I don't profess to be a baseball expert, but I do believe that's pretty good.
Well, it doesn't win you the Cy Young. Better than that doesn't win you the Cy Young, only if you're a closer. I digress. Do you know why I think this weekend matters? It's not just that Cobb gave you his best performance in since last year when he was an all-star. It's that if you want to say, well, you know, Matt Boyd's, he's a punch and Judy pitcher. You don't want to see him on the bump as a starter in the playoffs. I don't think we know who Matt is anymore because he hasn't been Matt Boyd for 5 years.
Right.
So he's giving you the best output that Matt Boyd has given anybody since, I want to say, 2019 or 2020. So, but I'll give you, recency says that's not a guy you want in that. Do you know who does have the stuff? Cobb and Williams.
Yeah.
Those are 2 guys. You know, Williams has ace-type stuff. Like, it's almost underreported. Like, I know we trust Tanner Bibee a little bit more because Bibee's been healthier and a little bit more consistent. No, Gavin Williams is a guy with ace-type stuff. And Cobb kind of splits the difference to me in terms of pure stuff between Bibee and Williams. That's something I don't like. I know it's easy to, you know, deuce on everything the Guardians do in the front office. Well, Lemon Law Lane is suddenly hitting. Now Matt Boyd has been your best pitcher since he came up. And now Alex Cobb, like, had probably his best performance in 2 years. All of a sudden, that all-star or that trade deadline idea doesn't look too bad for the Cleveland Guardians, and I don't hear anybody walking back any of the crap they've said the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why Guardians fans were frustrated with the trade deadline, but that is the natural reaction for fans. Like, if you have an understanding of how this front office thinks and how they operate, like, what they did at the trade deadline was very on brand for them. And it's risky the way they operate at times, where they are trying to extract what it feels like blood from rocks, mm-hmm, at times with some of the moves that they make. But the reality is, for them and how that organization works, It's how they have to operate. That's what they have to work with. You know, to your point about look, if these three guys can continue to do this through the month of September here, and more importantly, can do this in October, I think that it's going to be a fun 2 months of Guardians baseball.
Health is always the throwaway.
That's the thing I was going to bring up. Like, it's just my message to the Guardians fans is anything you get from those three guys is gravy. If you just take it and run with it and be thrilled, because there are no guarantees with those guys. Like, you know, I don't know if they have it in them. Like, right now it feels like the rotation is stabilizing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They went through a period between coming out of the All-Star break and about the second to last week of August where just was a roller coaster ride with the rotation, right?
But if everything was either up 180
right,
degrees or down.
Right. And I was starting to get worried about they're just going to absolutely nuke and annihilate this bullpen and run it out of gas before they can even get to October. That was my greatest fear, was that, you know, the bullpen would be spent by the time you got to the postseason. Now, okay, great. And now, you know, Class A is now the all-time saves leader in franchise history. He's putting up Mariano Rivera like numbers, right?
Better than Mariano Rivera's ever done, if you ask me.
Should be a Cy Young candidate, at least from my view. He should be in the front line of Cy Young consideration because he's just filthy and unhittable. But it's the pitching is, it feels like, and the reason I'm hedging right now is I don't want to jinx it. It feels like things are back on the tracks and rolling down the hill in the right direction.
I mean, they're back to a 3.5 game lead off Minnesota, and they now have a 4-game lead off Kansas City. So the next two games, if you just split, you're pretty gravy there.
Well, and how about since the Guardians came back and sniped the Royals in that series finale? Things have kind of fallen apart here a little bit for the Royals since that game.
The Pasquantino injury, and he was a Guardian killer himself.
Right.
I don't think they've scored more than 4 runs in a game since he went down for the next 6 to 8 weeks. I just look at it like this. I now know what my postseason rotation is. It's going to be Bibee, Williams, and Cobb. And if I need to, then you can choose between Lively and Boyd.
I think those are your long guys, though. Those are your... You know, I mean, those are your long guys coming out of the pen.
No, and by the way, you're going to have two guys start that are going to be your long guys that could actually start if you really needed them and could be openers.
And with these expanded playoffs, right, that they have, and anyone that's watched postseason baseball, you need a good long man.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You cannot in the postseason count on
Ryan Merritt in 2016.
Right. I know he
had a start, but remember he also had a couple key kind of relief type appearances that helped you out huge.
But you can't count on 5, 6, 7 innings from your starter because typically when you're in these short playoff series, your guy gets into a little bit of trouble and he's not your ace. Managers are a little quick with the hook because the margin for error is so slim.
But see, what I think is, I've been saying this for a couple weeks now, that I always felt like you just needed one of the three, because you're a complete team, right? Good enough offense, elite bullpen, can you get enough from the rotation? So I always felt like it was the rotation. Once the rotation solidified, all of a sudden you're not going to have to tax the bullpen as much. And all of a sudden, the lineup's going to see they don't have to press as much. And I still think you have a ways to go with a couple of your best hitters who I still don't think are giving you the best at-bats.
Kwan's, to me, Stephen Kwan's the key to this whole thing.
I don't think that's a bad take.
He's got to get back to what he does. I haven't covered Guardians games in a couple of weeks here. I've been a little busy. I'm wondering if the swing maybe got a little long because the ball was starting to leave the ballpark a little bit.
I think that was the case with everybody at the top of the lineup. And here's the thing. Hosey's numbers haven't suffered that much.
Right.
I think Hosey went through that stretch. Naylor, clearly.
And it's natural. So I think the key for them offensively is Stephen Kwan needs to go back to what makes him such a good hitter, and that is his selective aggressiveness at the plate, and also to making those pitchers work and waiting for his opportunity and being willing to take the walks, because I think the walks are a little down. That mean, you know, so if he can get back to what we saw early, look, I'm not saying he's got to be hitting 390 or anything that absurd, right? But if he gets a little more patient and selective at the plate and back to that, I think that that's going to trickle down in the lineup a little bit, because I feel like that this offense, it's Kwan, it's Hosey, it's Josh Naylor. Those are the three linchpins to this offense having the ability to produce on a consistent basis. And when one, it just feels like when one of those three is in a lull, right, the whole thing comes off the tracks, it feels like.
Well, and what I think is so important is, you know, one of the main reasons why I refused to say it was over and why I thought some people were being panicky and you know, I remember my first beer moments when it comes to covering a pennant race is pretty simple. You had time. And right now, like I have said, once you get in the second week of September, that's when I want to see the wheels starting to turn at that maximum level. Well, I think you're starting to see the wheels are greased a little bit here. And now if you can keep the rotation on this plane and you're resting the bullpen and the lineup is starting to figure itself out, guys, before you know it, not only can they like have the best record in the AL and get the sim to the ALDS, but you can put those championship hopes right back on the track.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.